Hello, everyone. Welcome to our The Week That Was in Europe podcast. My name is Dirk Schumacher. I'm the head of European Macro Research at Natixis. And with me, as usual, is Klaus Adam, professor of economics at the University of Mannheim.
Hello, also from my side. So today we would like to talk about the ECB policy meeting that took place on September 14 of 2023. So going into the meeting, market expectations were roughly split between the ECB hiking policy rates once more by 25 basis points and the ECB stopping with its tightening cycle. But then a Reuters leak on Wednesday, that is the day before the meeting, stated that the ECB would revise its headline inflation projections upwards. And this then shifted market expectations for yet another policy hike to around 70%. So markets mostly expected a policy hike. And in the end, the ECB decided to deliver. It increased rates by 25 basis points, and it was quite an interesting meeting. Surprisingly, however, markets responded rather dovishly, and we'll discuss a little bit why.
Well, let's start with the decisions taken. So the ECB lifted its policy rates by 25 basis points, implying that the deposit rate, that is the relevant policy rate in the current environment of excess central bank liquidity, and that's the one that anchors short-term money market rates. So this deposit rate is now at 4%. And in total, the ECB has lifted its policy rates by 450 basis points since it started its hiking cycle in the summer of 2022.
Yeah, so while the ECB clearly acknowledges that inflation has come down in the recent past, it still sees inflation, and now I quote, to remain too high for too long, end quote. As a result, the ECB saw the need to hike policy rates to, quote, reinforce progress towards its target, end quote. And the target is 2%, and we are quite a bit away from it. Now, the updated staff projections support this need to go back and strengthen the progress towards reaching the target. In fact, they show headline inflation to be at 5.6% for the current year, 2023. And for 2024, they see inflation still standing at 3.2%. And compared to the June projections, this implies an upward revision by 0.2 percentage points in both years, 2023 and 2024, for headline inflation. And the ECB sees stronger inflationary pressures than back in June, when the last projection was issued. The revision in headline inflation mostly is supposedly reflecting higher oil prices, because oil prices now are seen at $82.7 per barrel in 2023, compared to roughly $5 less during the June projection. And similarly, in 2024, they also see higher oil prices equal to close to $82 compared to around $72 back in June. So the projection for the 2025, so the three-year forecast headline inflation, has been revised slightly down by 0.1% to 2.1%. But inflation at this horizon is certainly hard to forecast. So this is perhaps more of a symbolic move, signaling to markets that the ECB is now more convinced that headline inflation will come closer to target following its policy hike.
And interestingly, the core inflation projections, which exclude the volatile energy and food components, have been revised downwards. For 2024 and for 2025, core inflation numbers were revised by 0.1%. They now stand at 2.9% in 2024 and 2.2% in 2025. The downward revision in core inflation shows that the ECB staff does not expect any significant second round effects from the higher path of energy prices. So they don't think that, as it can happen, that if energy prices go up, that further down the production process, as input prices increase, other prices in response to that high energy prices will increase as well. So overall, the downward revision in core inflation seems to reflect predominantly the weaker growth outlook for the euro area economy.
Yes, indeed. The ECB now sees the economy more or less stagnating during the second half of the current year, with zero growth in the third quarter and a small 0.1% quarter over quarter growth rate in the last quarter of 2023. It now expects growth to pick up again in 2024 only, but previously expected it to pick up earlier. So this has been shifted backwards. Also, the ECB sees downside risks to the growth outlooks in the short run, but sees fundamentally no reason why the economy should not pick up and return to its previous growth path in the medium term. And one important factor in supporting the economy going forward, according to President Lagarde, will be the rebound in real incomes once headline inflation has returned to target. And this appears a reasonable expectation, given that wage growth remains relatively strong in the euro area, as we have discussed in more detail in last week's podcast.
And another factor underpinning the euro economy is the labor market. While there are increasingly signs of softening, the labor market momentum still looks healthy overall. Compensation growth per employee is still vigorous. It's expected to stand at 5.3 this year and will decline to 4.3% in 2024 and 3.8% in 2025. These are still relatively high growth rates for employees' compensation. Just to name a number, the long-term average for compensation growth is equal to 2.2%.
Yeah, of course, the strong growth in employee compensations also raises questions. In particular, how can strong wage growth be consistent with the expectation that the core inflation rate will continuously decline back to target? There are, I think, a couple of reasons why both projections could actually materialize. That is, the return of core inflation to target at the same time having strong wage growth. For one, wages are only part of the costs of companies. The others are intermediate inputs. And here, the normalization of supply chains means that prices for intermediate goods are declining. We have now negative producer price growth numbers. And this can partly offset wage pressures. Also, the ECB expects an uptick in productivity, which is, of course, hard to predict, but it expects it. And this should dampen the inflationary pressure coming from higher wages. So to put it in simple terms, companies can afford to pay higher wages without creating inflationary pressures, provided labor productivity growth is sufficiently strong. We shall see if that materializes. Finally, the ECB expects that part of the higher wages will be absorbed by lower profit margins. And in fact, President Lagarde stressed several times during the press conference that they see signals of this actually happening.
Another important aspect for the ECB in assessing its policy stance has been, and continues to be, the transmission of its monetary policy to the private sector. The message here was that the transmission remains very strong. Very weak lending data and very high bank lending rates are a clear indication of that strength. Lagarde stressed during the press conference that everyone in the governing council would agree with this. Several questions during the press conference focused on the housing sector and the effect high interest rates would have here. While acknowledging the weakness, Lagarde seemed rather sanguine about latest developments, stressing that the ECB was not doing policy for any specific sector.
Yeah, so the crucial sentence of the prepared statement to which President Lagarde referred again and again during the press conference was a clear signal that the ECB would not now be on hold. Okay, so they, to quote, "The Governing Council considers that the key ECB interest rates have reached levels that, maintained for sufficiently long duration, will make a substantial contribution to the timely return of inflation to the target." Of course, this is a little bit ECB-like convoluted language, but in simple terms, it just means if we keep policy rates at the current level, we'll get inflation down to 2% over an acceptable horizon, or even shorter, we are on hold.
Yeah, this, of course, should not be understood as an unconditional promise to not hike anytime soon again, or to cut rates for that matter. The ECB's baseline scenario for inflation could turn out to be wrong, forcing a change in policy. This is why data dependency is stressed again. This is always a bit like stating the obvious, but in the end meant to underline the conditionality of any guidance. Sometimes, certainly in the markets, that gets forgotten that any promised forward guidance is always based on a lot of assumptions, and the data dependency is really meant to stress that there are assumptions, and if the world changes completely, then of course monetary policy will change as well.
Yeah, President Lagarde was very careful in not promising not to hike further. Okay. So then a final point worth mentioning concerns the ECB's pandemic purchase program. So the ECB bought a total of 1.7 trillion euros under the pandemic emergency purchase program, the PEP, and promised to reinvest any maturing bonds at least until the end of 2024. Prior to the meeting, there was some speculation as to whether the ECB might change its forward guidance with respect to the reinvestments of the PEP. But the ECB confirmed that it would keep reinvesting PEP bonds until the specified date, that is the end of 2024. Also, President Lagarde described the PEP as the ECB's first line of defense to guarantee an equal transmission across the euro area of its policy, that is, you know, keeping country-level spreads on sovereign bonds in check.
So turning to the market reaction to the meeting, market participants took the decision at the press conference as rather dovish. So to just look at one example, German 10-year rates declined close to 10 basis points during the press conference. The euro also declined against the US dollar, and the first rate cut from the ECB is now priced in for June of 2025.
Yeah, so the rate hike and the signal that the ECB is now basically on hold, barring unexpected developments, has actually led to an easing in financial conditions. At least the immediate market reactions shows precisely this. Going forward, market participants will now likely concentrate on the question, when will the ECB first cut rates? Arguably, this would have been different had the ECB not hiked, but signaled its intention to potentially hike at a later point. Such a stance would have kept market participants on their toes and perhaps kept a bigger risk premium in long-term rates. So the hawks were prevailing at the September meeting and pushed through a rate hike, perhaps because they saw the window for such a hike closing. But the outcome of yesterday's meeting was clearly dovish.
Yeah, to sum up, I guess at least in the short run, forecasting what the ECB will do has become a bit easier. So they will most likely remain on hold and then obviously will reassess in December when they have new projections again what to do. But the message from yesterday is that they probably have reached the terminal rate, i.e. won't hike higher if their scenario in terms of inflation, core inflation, headline inflation will play out as expected. And at least in the short run, there's probably somewhat higher tolerance for volatility in the inflation numbers. And of course, the growth outlook and all this matters too. The market has now focused on the rate cut, and that will occupy market participants. And any statement from governing council members going forward will be carefully read about any hint where that's possible. That's it for today, and talk to you then next week.